Yeah, I'm sure there's errors. I don't have his exact grade sheet, but he's a young player. He's going to make mistakes, but as a coach, when you look at it, as long as the good outweighs the bad, it's a good thing.
Jaden Carter working majority of the snaps, T.J. Ward in the box. How do you think that went in your nickel?
Well, it was good to get Quentin back. I mean, he's an experienced player. He's been with us for some time. It was good to be able to have him healthy so we could inject him into certain packages. And I think all in all, he graded out pretty well.
John, first half, they got a hold of that New England tape and they decided to throw eight guys in the box, just like New England did. They just couldn't sustain it for whatever reason. What is it about that defensive scheme that causes the offense and Peyton a little more problems than others?
I don't know that it's one particular scheme. You adjust to what they do. I don't think it was a huge surprise. I think, it just takes a minute for the play caller and, for the players to adjust. And I thought we did a far better job with that, than we did a week ago. So that was the good thing. I think you don't know how people are going to play and you spend the game adjusting. So. I think the staff did a good job. I think Adam and the offensive staff and all the players did a good job of adjusting, and I'll leave it at that.
Brock seemed to be upset that he wasn't going in the game at the end of the third quarter and then went in the fourth.
Well, that was really on me. I think what happened was is we were, contemplating. There was, roughly 40 seconds left in the third quarter. I heard something about warming up, and in my brain, I didn't think Brock was warmed up yet. And I said, let Peyton finish this off, and then we'll bring him out. I was really confused a little bit after seeing the video of when that occurred, because what happened was when the fourth quarter did change, or we did change sides of the field, Peyton actually jogged out there, like, what is he doing? And he was going to get Will Montgomery so he could come over and take some snaps with Brock, but that happened earlier. So
sideline miscommunication.
Not really. I mean, it wasn't earth shattering. It was just kind of humorous.
Coach, you got a new indoor practice facility. Bad weather next couple of days. What does it mean to have that at your disposal for the first time?
Well, it's outstanding. Our alternative, not to knock it, but it wasn't ideal. For cold weather, and I think it's going to time up pretty good. And we're real thankful to Mr. Boland and the organization to, go through the expense to adding that. And looks like we're going to be using it pretty soon.
Is it on a week where you're going to play in a dome? Is it something you would consider using regardless of outdoor weather?
Well, you consider everything, but obviously the fact that we are playing indoors and we are predicting cold weather, possibly snow, it's more encouraging to have that than where we used to go.
Straight road games taxing on
a team? Yeah, I think playing on the road is always taxing. the schedule is a schedule. We kind of saw that on the schedule. I think we turn around and have a home game and then go on the road again. But, it's 8-8. Well, we know that much. And then how they clump them, it's kind of up to the schedule makers. So we were aware of it. And, it'll be another challenge again this week. It's like all calls. Whether you go for it on fourth down, don't go for it, punt, kick, all that stuff is, something that you go through. And a lot of it's on matchups and score of the game, that kind of thing. So it really, how you pull your play your regulars or not. Again, it was just a gut, and that's kind of what happened.
When CJ has a game like that, I think. Maybe one of the questions is, how come you didn't play him earlier?
Oh, we're just a bunch of dummies. Everybody has a role. They kind of know their role going into each week. At least, hopefully by Sunday. And then they know that they have to be, if they've got a uniform for the game, they know they got to be ready. It's no different than any week or any player, any backup, because you never know what's going to happen. So you're always ready for the unexpected, and he stepped in and did a good job.
Thank you.